What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I'm here with...
Louis.
Anthony.
And welcome back to the show, Anthony.
Anthony, whoa.
Guys, we have great news. Great, yeah. I would say fantastic news.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Out of nowhere, actually. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, I got the text this morning. I told Anthony to come today.
Yes.
He was actually just outside
the
door waiting to come in. He's actually clawing on the door.
Yeah.
And boom, I get the text. From Chris,
mm-hmm.
And man, why would you like to read it, Louis?
Sure.
Yeah, you guys fucking fired me from the show.
No.
Well, no, that's not what happened, Chris. You text us that you quit the show,
had like this episode without me. And it was a riveting episode, guys.
Basically,
it was great.
He begged to be back on the show.
Had to listen to my own my own podcast without me.
And we didn't tell him that we were going to do it.
Nobody mentioned anything. Suddenly, I see a thing go up, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
He said, I'm not coming. And I said, fuck, you weren't coming.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God.
I said, Louis, find someone with the same skin tone as Chris.
So we couldn't do it.
We need to balance it out. There was a little gripes that I have with you guys in that episode.
Okay.
All right, we're ready.
Go.
First, if you guys weren't here last week, Chris wasn't here. Chris actually quit the show, and we had a replacement for the 1 week.
In the comeback show, after a long hiatus, you guys decided to do it without me.
And he decided to quit the same thing.
Yeah.
So he came back this
week.
So he's back. First show back with Chris.
Yeah, and again, these guys didn't tell me they were going to record the show.
No.
It was super last minute.
So though. I'm listening, right?
Yes.
God, you guys are good. There was this part where you guys are talking about, somehow there's yoga comes. I think Anthony brings up yoga.
Yeah. I think he's the one.
And there was this fucking part where Daniel says, or I think maybe it was Anthony actually talking about yoga moves.
The scorpion.
Yes.
He's holding the scorpion.
And you said, I don't know what a scorpion is. And you guys, because it's only audio.
Right.
You go, I don't know what the scorpion is. Somebody, one of you three clowns, pulls up the scorpion. And you know what Daniel says? He says, oh, it's like a scorpion. And I was like,
hold on, though. But I then,
wow,
hold
dude.
On.
You didn't describe
no,
it.
Yes, he did.
No.
Then I said, imagine doing a handstand and then going onto your forearms and then having your legs hang in front.
No, but if you guys are just listening, see like what he did now?
Yeah.
Like that, I got it perfectly.
Yeah.
That's
what he
said.
When I was listening, I know, but there, you did a hand movements and gestures. When I just heard it, I was like, I knew I can picture it, but when he explained it, I was like, what the fuck? But it was like, he was like, I don't know what, if dead serious, I don't know what a scorpion is. And then one of you guys pulls it up and he goes, oh, it's like a scorpion.
And, and I was then like, Chris texts me, that's it, I'm coming back to the show. I can't stand to listen to this shit.
Dude, no, it was,
I didn't read it during the show.
He came in your house with doing the scorpion
pose. Yeah, yeah.
I'm fucking back, guys.
This is what it looks like.
This is what it fucking looks like. No, it was great, man. It was a really good show. I was laughing at your guys' bullshit. The Little Mermaid bit, I was glad that you guys did that without me. I was glad I wasn't here for that. I was laughing. It was so bad that it was really good.
It's just something that I want to integrate into the show. If we're feeling feeling low, we need a pick me up.
Yeah.
We gotta do it.
Yeah.
It's just like it re-energizes you. And I know you haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he's here today.
Yeah.
Because it's something that Chris likes to do.
Yeah.
Like
I think he's
gonna
text
show.
Us after we do it.
Yeah.
To let us know that he's at it.
Louis, how did you feel about?
I'll tell you exactly how I felt. I wasn't a particularly big fan of the idea. We do it.
Neither of you guys were in.
No, we weren't. But as we're doing
I don't know
it.
What the – Daniel, you saw their faces, their body language. I didn't get any of that. But I was just like, oh, these guys, this is not a warm reception to this idea.
They didn't want to do it.
I didn't know what we were doing. And then to give some perspective to the listeners here, a lot of the times we kind of just have ideas and we kind of leave the other two in the dark.
Yeah, because we want
a
riff.
You want a riff. You want that
– Believe it or not, this isn't scripted.
Right. I know.
There's no script.
But as the song went on, I was getting happier, Chris. I really was. And you can hear it in my voice at the end.
Absolutely. You guys were giggling like schoolgirls by the end of it.
And I didn't want to tell them because I knew that they weren't going to think it was a good idea. Yeah. I know that it sounds like a bad idea. And I really didn't know. You know, you never know.
Yeah, it's true.
But
you got them. It was like it wasn't funny. It's a little bit more funny, and now it's the funniest thing in the world.
Right at the end, we got something.
But even still, like when it was over, Daniel, I think all of us were like, I don't know, man.
You know
but
what?
Then he played it back just for a second, and he was like, I'm so glad we did it.
His Sebastian is really good.
Sebastian is really good,
Your
man.
Sebastian is, you really go for it.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's okay to do. But you really go for it.
I think it's okay.
It's okay to do.
I'm imitating a lobster, Chris.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, a crab, asshole.
I thought he was a lobster.
He's a crab.
Is he a crab?
He's a fucking crab.
Can we bring up a picture of a...
Sure.
Sebastian,
the crab.
He's a crab? This whole time I thought he was a lobster.
He's a crab.
I don't know. That picture sucks.
Why did you think he was a lobster?
Because he looks like a lobster. Hold on. Let me look. You guys talk.
Louis, did you think he was a lobster? It looks like you thought he was a lobster.
I thought he was a crab, I think. Because I think I even
mentioned. Is it because he's red?
Oh, you know what? He is a crab.
Because I even told him, I think I told him last week, it was like, you were even doing the crab hands. I told, because when he was singing, he was like.
Yeah, but that.
But
is,
it turns out that's how he does his lobster hands.
Oh, he's a rock lobster.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Well, now I don't know, actually, if he's a crab or a lobster.
But he doesn't have a lobster tail.
A lobster tail.
Lobster tails have like a little fin, almost like a whale kind of.
Well, it depends which Sebastian we're looking at. Now, look at this one. This one has a tail. See that one, Louis?
That also looks nothing like the Sebastian.
All right, here's the real Sebastian.
Okay, here we go. Some bootleg fucking Sebastian from Mexico?
Yeah.
What?
Is it the fucking Mexican bootleg t-shirt
version of
Sebastian?
Okay, so what do you think, Louis?
The TJ version.
Is that a crab or a lobster? I think the reason why I thought he was a lobster is because he's so upright. You know, he stands up so high like lobsters
do.
It's
not the redness?
It's not like crabs are flat down on the ground. I think
he's a crab, dude, actually.
All right. Well, he's a crab that walks on his hind legs.
Yeah, and he's like, okay.
But you're right. I think now that you said it, I think the lobster has that very pronounced elongated whale tail.
Yes. Yeah. What would you eat?
Exactly.
Yeah, but to be fair.
Look, here's an article that says Sebastian is a crab and not a lobster.
Oh, shit. He doesn't.
But they do it by his little pointers here.
He doesn't exactly look like a crab, though, to be fair.
He has more of lobster hands.
And then he's got a big old duck mouth, right? Like, he's weird.
That's what it is. He has lobster-type hands.
Yeah.
Or crab claws.
Crabs have pretty big hands too. Well, I guess he's a crab.
Pincers.
Okay. Well, you learn something new every day.
Anyway, you're imitating a crab.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
I would have done it differently if I knew I was imitating a crab.
But are you guys happy to have me back?
Yeah, of course we're happy to have. Is everyone happy to have Chris back?
Yay!
You know, I was looking at. I don't know how far this is going to go. I was looking at televisions today. Okay. I was buying my mom a television. You see one right there.
Okay.
I thought that was a part of the old one.
This one right here in the hallway?
One in the hallway.
I feel like there's always a TV box in your hallway.
Recently, right? Another fucking TV in this bitch. Yeah. So I'm buying one for her, and I know I'm going to put it in her house. And, you know, this is a 50-inch TV, right?
Yeah.
Now, what size TV is in your... In your room, in your living room.
I think I have in my living room?
Yeah.
A 50.
A 50.
A 50.
I think mine's only probably like a 46 or so.
Okay. I was going to get her. I don't know why I thought this. All right. I was like, she doesn't need a big TV. I'm going to get her like a 20-inch,
30-inch
TV or something like that. Because I remember when... my dad brought a TV home. It was like a 25-inch television. The shit was off the fucking hook. Yeah. It was like 1989 or something, yeah. right? Oh, shit. And it was a color TV, and it was a big TV for the time. It was like 22 to 25 inches. Someone's coming up to the door right now with the fucking signature thing. Go fucking get this guy out of here, Chris.
Yeah.
The signature
thing? Yes.
What the hell is going on? We're not going to stop recording.
Yeah, do not stop recording.
Yeah, do it through there.
Hey, how you doing? Pretty good. It's okay. We're sort of in the middle of something, man. It's like a bad time. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Chris dusted this dude.
Yeah. All right. Get him, Lola.
What did he want?
He's Frontier.
What is Frontier?
Cable.
A cable company.
A cable company. He's the branch manager.
Talk about 1989.
He's
right?
the branch manager.
No shit.
Yeah,
dude.
No one wants cable anymore. I'm gonna
be like, we're recording a podcast right now, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're just talking about. You know what? Perfect fucking timing. Dude. Go to my mom's house with the 25-inch T and hook up her fucking cable.
Yeah, why don't you go over there?
Are you kidding me?
Anyway, the point is, can you believe that?
A 50-inch TV, even a few years ago, was like the biggest thing in the world. And now you complained about my TV.
I complained about your
TV?
Yeah,
when we used to record at my house.
Lola, hey. Sorry.
She hates cable.
When you used to record at my house, you were like, because, you know, like, it just looks so small because there's a big old wall. And now it's like our perception of TV sizes is completely off.
It's way off, right?
No, I think we finally got it right.
This one looks like does it look large?
No.
It looks
kind of
like a normal size.
It looks like appropriate.
Yeah.
And it's not a big, you that don't have a huge living room.
No. This is a 65-inch TV, really big. But the 50 looks pretty small now. The 20-inch TV,
it's
like as big as the laptop, dude.
Yeah.
People were going out and buying 20-inch TVs, paying $500, $1,000 for these fucking things, man. And they were so big back in the day, dude. I'm telling you, 25 inches was the standard. Yeah. I'm in the Best Buy like, I can't believe this shit, dude.
Yeah.
Did we watch TV with binoculars? Because it's not like the living rooms got bigger.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
the same size.
Oh,
I saw. Like,
from
dude,
here,
wait.
From here to there, imagine putting the laptop right there on the wall.
Dude, that's what it
there's
is.
There's no
dude.
Way.
Dude, this is, you know what this is reminding me of? I heard somebody, you know how it's, a lot of people think we're in the Matrix, it's a simulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is kind of that thing, this is my take, this is might be a roundabout way, but I'll come back to that.
Okay.
So somebody said, what's the thing that you can say that proves that we're in a simulation, right?
Okay.
And this lady, I think she's talking about Europe, specifically I think Britain, and she says, you expect me to think that in the lane that fits a bus that has an aisle, two people per side, and you can even go upstairs, right? And there's all this room,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, and my car that I can reach the door fit in the same lane,
right?
Right, and she said that she's like, that's good programming, right? That's part that shows that we're in the simulation because that's impossible. It doesn't make any sense that she can reach the other side of her car, but a bus in the same lane has two people. An aisle and two more people. I think the same thing with the fucking TVs.
Mm.
There is no way we were watching.
How did we watch
tiny
it?
Little TVs?
I'm telling you, it's
the simulation,
you
man.
You know what? I don't really know about the bus analogy, but when you turn it into the TV analogy, it makes a lot of sense. Because I was sitting there like, there's no fucking.
There's no way you're sitting there.
You see the picture of me and Amber? That's a 20-inch frame, dude.
Yeah.
You turn it to the side?
Yeah,
that's 20 inches.
And you were sitting there watching.
I was watching The Simpsons on that? I don't fucking think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're onto something, dude.
Yeah, it's a simulation.
They were telling us it was 20 inches. And the inches changed over the years.
Yes. Also, you said 89, Boomer.
Yeah.
You said 1989.
Yeah, that's what he meant it.
But that was a long fucking time ago, man.
Dude, I remember my dad. Like you said, dude, I remember vividly when my dad got the picture-in-picture one. You remember when Picture in Picture came out? You could be watching one thing, and then
it was like, wow.
The smallest other screen.
Oh, the little tiny one in the corner. Like you could, like you'd really sit there and watch two programs at once. Right? Yeah.
One on a 27 and the other one on a 3.
Dude, you know what that reminds me of? You remember when you used to watch the movies and these rich people would go into their house and they turn on their mini television screens because they couldn't make big ones yet.
Yeah,
so they'd stack a million 20 inches and they turn on and like 20 channels would come on and they would just sit there. As if they could pay attention to 20 different programs or something.
Or when they had security cameras, right? And there was 25. Who can keep track of that?
Yeah,
dude?
Yeah.
Who can keep, especially on a 25-inch TV, the thing looks – dude, you can put the – I can put a security thing on there and somebody could come knock on your fucking door and I'm going to be like, what color is that guy's eyes?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to tell me.
No, and you're this a black and white.
This fucking guy is going to be able to see something on a 20-inch little fucking monitor that's all pixelated. To get the fuck out of here. It's a simulation, man.
It'd take a minute and a half just to find the right square. Who's fucking knocking at what door?
Jesus, man.
I would like to get a setup like that. In our new studio, we just put a bunch of 20-inch monitors up there, watch 20 shows.
I think we have to now.
Yeah, we definitely have to.
But now we can't get those because of the gamers. Remember? No, you don't.
What?
The gamers, because the retro gaming guys are like...
Are they buying up all buying the old TVs?
So they can play old retro games on the old TVs.
Oh, that's stupid.
Remember we were in your apartment and then we saw a guy with two old ass TVs and he was like, oh yeah, I want to play old games on this shit.
I don't remember that at all. You remember that?
No.
That's the simulation.
Yeah.
That's the simulation.
He was like, we were like, whoa, where are you taking big ass? We were in your elevator and then we walked in and they were already in there.
Uh-huh.
And the guy has these two old boxy ass fucking like 150-pound 20-inch TVs. And we're like, what's up with that? And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to play old video games on them.
Stupid, dude. They were horrible because the TVs were so small that the image would get cut off on the side of the screen.
Right,
like, I want to be able to not be able to see the left-hand side. You know?
Exactly.
It was all fucked up.
It's so stupid. And also, you guys, the cable, I have a couple of retro games that are with cable. Mm-hmm. I have to be so close to the TV, dude, because they're fucking cable. When I started playing that shit, I was thinking this, not in the same fucking way we're thinking about the size of it, but I was thinking, I was like, was I this fucking close to the TV when I was a kid? Because this is insane right now.
Yeah,
I do remember being kind of close. Like
you
playing,
had to be
playing,
somewhat close. Well, when you
first
were playing
of all,
video games,
it used
you had
to be... The
well, you had a cord.
Had cords.
You had cords.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were very long.
Yeah, but also, like, do you think our eyes are getting worse? Because we're used to seeing the screens a foot away from our faces.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Do you think that we're so used to the high definition that the idea of something being that far away, it's like, no way, I can't even look at that. When all it was... You knew that's what the picture looked like, and you were just like okay with it.
Man, I don't know.
Complacency.
Yeah, you didn't. There was no. You couldn't see any clearer.
And it was the biggest it got, right? Yeah, it's not like you'd be like, I wish I could get a bigger one.
But even
if it got bigger, it wasn't going to really look better.
We're in the fucking Matrix.
Oh,
dude, you figured it out.
We're in the
simulation.
Because
we would watch the games. And I remember,
you'd see everything.
This is as
you'd be
high
like
tech
that.
As it's
you would say
get.
That was a fumble.
Yes,
you didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. You couldn't see shit.
But now, dude, like, if you see their pores.
Yes,
you see everything, and you look at an old TV, and it was like, is that how shitty we were watching sports and everything? And I don't remember them being so shitty looking.
Yeah, but they were. Wait, you're not with me in
like
the bus analogy.
They made I feel like they made them shittier. I remember a time when we were, like, you know, you could put on the high. They had HD channels, right? And then they had the regular channel. If you had that the cable, right?
Yeah, if you had that kind of money.
Yeah, that kind of money.
Yeah.
And I remember going to the non-high definition, and I couldn't even see the score. I was like, this is bullshit. They're making it worse on purpose.
It looked like it was underwater.
Yeah, I was like, I can't even see anything.
Yeah, but that's what it was.
Don't you think sometimes they make it too high definition?
No.
I don't want to see them that clear. Yeah, I hate it. That's too much.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it's invasive.
It looks fake, huh?
How much I can see.
It looks like I'm on set. I don't need to see how it seems to make the fucking movie. I want to see the movie.
It's all part of the simulation, man.
Yeah, I don't when I go to Costco or I go to Best Buy and I see the super high def ones and I'm watching like they're playing the Avengers. Nah, man.
Too high
def. Fuck out of here.
It's too much.
Too much, dude. It takes me away from dreamland.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it.
Back it up.
I like when it looks
like a
movie.
I don't
want
to be able to see the makeup on the actors.
Yeah. I don't like that shit.
Really?
Yeah, I want it to look like a movie.
What does a movie look like?
It looks fake.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, we want to escape, dude.
I don't want it to look real.
Yeah. I don't want people to look uglier, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
Make them look false, like pretend people.
Yeah, and it just seems like I said, like I feel like, oh shit, this I must look at on set.
Mm.
And it takes me away from it. It
takes you out of the magic.
Yes.
All right. So, guys, there's a trend on TikTok, and it's going around, and I haven't seen the trend. I just pulled up an article.
Okay.
And
you haven't seen the trend?
Oh, what am I doing with this water? No, I haven't seen the TikTok.
Want to put it in here? Okay. So
is that one done?
Tell us what we're doing.
All right.
Not exactly, this one's but you have a lot of room there.
No. I think he wants it.
Here.
I can't leave the mic. There you go.
All right. So what are we doing?
All right. So I found an article. I guess I could read the article. This is not what I wanted to do.
But you haven't seen?
I haven't seen it.
So how do you know what we're doing here?
Well, because it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
All right. And basically.
Give us the bullet points.
What is supposed to happen to us? Here's the bullet point. Balsamic vinegar and soda. Water,
nice.
Balsamic vinegar and soda water TikTok trend gets dubbed healthy Coke. So there's a trend going around that says instead of drinking Coca-Cola, if you put soda water and balsamic vinegar, this is a healthy alternative to drinking Coke. It's and supposedly it tastes
like Coca-Cola,
like similar or just as good. So we're going to do the challenge.
And do you know the ratios?
I don't know the ratio,
okay,
but I'm
going to get
the recipe. Hold on. But I know it's not a lot of balsamic.
Okay.
It's like, you know, a half a shot.
A splash.
We'll say a somewhat
okay, so
of a
Daniel's
splash.
Okay, so Daniel's pouring the
it's
soda water.
It's definitely not like equal parts or anything like that.
Okay.
Right? All right, so I got it up.
I feel like you're guessing.
I got like 3/4 of the way.
3/4 of the way.
Amber.
I
how much balsamic vinegar do I put? She's just ignoring me?
No.
She's taking care of your child.
She's keeping your kid alive. Right.
She's ignoring me. All right.
Do it. Yeah, do whatever your fucking heart tells you, man.
Yeah. Let's start with the
this is what I think. Okay. This is what I think.
Let's see.
You think a capful?
Well, I don't know, dude. You said a capful.
No. Just you were a bartender, dude. Just fucking pour it in there. Whatever you think.
That's what I think.
Okay. That kind of looks like Coca-Cola.
Didn't he serve somebody fish sauce one time at Shots?
He served somebody fish sauce, yes.
Okay.
Okay, that...
So upon first glance,
it looks like Coca-Cola.
It looks like Coca-Cola. We're going to pass it to Louie first.
What the fuck? Okay, cool.
Oh, Amber, you should try this too.
Eli, how much balsamic vinegar? So
and
guys,
Louie's going for it.
Louie just went for it. Okay, Louis, don't just make faces, man. Podcast.
Is that a yes or a no? For
it's
the...
definitely a no.
Definitely a no. Definitely a no for
at first, here's the weird thing, Louis. Dude. At the first half a second, I was like, he's onto something. And I immediately changed my mind.
All right, let's pass it over to Chris.
New straw.
New straw for Chris. And then we could just drink out of the cup.
So I want him to try it and then let Daniel try it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
At the beginning,
it's
like promising.
Coke, and then like somebody farted in your mouth.
Now, here comes Amber. Now, I want to say something really quick.
Yeah.
We do the podcast all the time.
Yes.
And Amber goes into the room. She doesn't come out. This is the first time she's come out to be involved in the podcast. And
it is the first time. And she's holding
the
baby.
She's holding the baby. She's about to drink. Here we go. Ready?
Ready? Okay.
Don't smell
it. Careful with the baby.
I kind of like it. Amber likes it.
Amber.
Would you drink it over a soda? No. If it's healthier, all right, and I'm going to try.
It tastes a little bit like a fart, no?
That is horrible. It's disgusting. Yeah. It just tastes like we're drinking balsamic vinegar. Yeah. It's carbonated balsamic. All right, that's a no for me.
Yeah, did you get that initial, like, possible tasting like coke?
Maybe the straw. Do you have another straw?
I don't think it's a straw.
Give me your straw, Louis.
I think maybe the straw, like,
it
kind of fools you into something.
It's the fizz, the initial fizz.
Yeah.
I drank it like four times. I'm all
It's terrible.
Amber, genuinely, you thought it was okay? Huh?
Okay.
Now, the experts are saying, no, this is not a healthy alternative. You shouldn't just be drinking balsamic vinegar all day.
What happens?
I think the vinegar will erode your throat.
Right, right.
You know, when you put it in a salad, it's not that much. Maybe it is like a capful.
You did a little bit more than a capful, but it wasn't like...
I don't think half of what you did
would make that any better.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's going to work.
All right, so it's we're going to say no.
No.
Except Amber is a yes.
But try it, guys, and let us know.
Yeah,
because
we
have a yes in the room.
We do have a yes.
Yeah, that's
not
bad.
Amber, it's hot. It's 100 degrees outside. We're in the desert. Mm-hmm. I go, I crack open a Coke, and then I crack open a soda water, and I have balsamic vinegar in the van, and I pour it in there. Are you taking the balsamic vinegar, possibly?
That's a definite yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So you guys got to try it because
it's not as gross as I thought it was going to be.
It tastes like carbonated balsamic vinegar.
I'm a fan of balsamic though.
I like it too, but I don't know if I like to replace my Coke with it. But
all right,
I do. Oh, you want to hit that now?
Hit it.
Okay.
Ready?
Here we go.
Wait. What do we do? You have to. Okay.
Just hit it.
Just hit it.
Oh shit, I gotta find the lyrics. Okay, here we go, everybody. The seaweed is always greener. Wait,
what I forgot already.
It's somebody else's lake?
Stop a bit.
Yes.
Is it somebody else's lake?
Alright.
But they're in the ocean.
Look, man.
Alright, guys. This is an experimental bit. You're going to say in somebody else's lake.
Okay.
All right. Now, the mood you want to do is
give them motivation.
Somebody else's lake. And then I say something else, and you guys are like, it's
somebody else's lake.
And it gets bigger and bigger, and then we're all, it's somebody else's lake. Ah,
and you're in a rocking chair, baby.
So we want to kind of start
subtly, yeah.
And you build up to it.
And someone else's,
Okay, all right.
All right,
okay,
here we go. Ariel, listen to me. The human world is such a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener.
Somebody else's lake.
You dream about going up there.
It's somebody else's lake.
Just look at the world around you.
It's somebody else's lake.
Such wonderful things around you.
It's somebody else's lake.
Under the sea.
Okay.
All right, now, how do we feel?
Okay.
Do we feel better or worse?
I feel embarrassed. I feel sad. But also, I liked it a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I felt last week.
I think it's Daniel. I don't think it's a song or
no,
the
it's
bit.
A song.
I think it's Daniel, dude.
100%. Daniel's just, there's so much joy radiating from this man.
Yeah, it's contagious.
And it's just it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live for things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could meet any other people that would do that with me. So thank you guys for that.
I forgot we did the Family Matters song.
Oh,
where you were over the fucking moon on that.
I was.
But once again, that day, we didn't want to do it.
No, and he just kind of was like, all right, we're doing it.
But when we did it, we thought it was hilarious.
That was a two-month-long thing.
You were trying to get us to do that a long time.
We got a good post out of it.
You gave us lyrics. I had to study them because I didn't remember. It was I had to study, man.
All right. Anyway, someone else.
You got an article?
I do, but I was watching sports highlights, and I saw one of the things that I've been meaning to bring up on the one of the biggest letdowns that you think it's going to be so good visually, it looks so promising, it's when a fight is about to break up on a baseball field.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And they say the bench is clear. That means everybody
it's ready to scrap, ready to rumble. Yes, I heard it.
And
I'm still in somebody else's lake mode. Fuck. It was bad, dude. Yeah.
The bench is clear from Chris's throat right now. Everybody left that motherfucker.
Oh, you fuckers. You motherfuckers.
Oh, it was so worth it. Anyway.
It's a fucking balsamic vinegar, man. Shit. Okay. It was bad, dude. I felt Louis didn't catch it. My bad, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't
mean
to derail your stupid story.
There he goes. That's all I want. Well, I have an article, but I.
Oh, you mean
I
when they don't fight?
When they clear
the benches
and they do nothing.
They do nothing.
Now we have 50 fucks on the field, Josh. Kind of shoving each other, and I was watching it. This last one that I saw, I forgot who it
there,
was.
I saw it.
You saw it, right? Uh-huh. And it's so disappointing.
It happened recently.
Every fucking time they get me, you figured I learned
the
by
one
now.
I saw was pretty good.
You
I
did,
think. Yeah.
Some guy gets hit by a pitch, as most brawls usually start.
Yeah.
And then they're holding the batter back, and then all of a sudden the pitcher just charges at the fucking. At the batter, mm-hmm. He must have said something not so nice, and then everybody comes out. Then you even see the guys from the bullpen come out, and those fucks have to, by the time they get there,
it's over,
do nothing.
And then all they do is shove each other. I don't know. I feel like it's so much potential for, like, a good scrap.
I see what you mean. You mean they rarely let their hands fly.
No, nothing. Not
like
even like
a
flying
dog pile. Kind
a flying
right.
kick with the cleats. They have baseball bats, dude. Mm-hmm. These guys
fuck
can throw. That's what I'm saying, dude.
You guys throw a ball 100 miles per hour.
That's the other thing I was going to say.
How about we get some baseballs out there?
Yeah, something.
Start chucking them.
Oh, yeah. I guess I never thought about it like that. Like the Ron Artest fight?
Yes.
Man, that was a legendary fight.
That was so good, man.
That was insane.
That was crazy. There was people. They involved people.
The people.
They involved
the
crowd,
yeah.
The fans. Everybody was involved.
It was participation. Yeah. No, for sure. And then.
And we kept him.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't.
He changed his name.
He changed
Chris.
His name.
He changed.
And he wasn't.
Meta
on,
world peace.
And who was on back then? He was on.
He wasn't on the Lakers.
Indiana
like
Pacers.
Yeah, he was on the Pacers.
It was the Pacers versus the Pistons.
Yes, it was so good.
I still remember there was like a couple of fat Mexicans.
It was like a chubby white guy that was involved too, no?
A chubby Mexican for sure got the 1-2 from Artest.
Yeah, he did.
That fucking got, like, he came in acting like he was in a neighborhood brawl.
Mm.
Hey, dude, they're not the same size, you know? It's a whole different world. That's when, like, jab cross, and then the Mexican guy just fucking dropped. And
you imagine taking a 1-2 from fucking Ron Artest, someone that large?
I seen that motherfucker.
People are big, man.
For you guys who don't know, Ron Artest is stocky.
He's a obviously basketball player.
Yeah, but
we're talking about basketball.
He's stocky though. He's not like a really the skinny.
Yeah, right. He wasn't a Reggie Miller type
even
of guy.
Even if he's skinny, how tall are these guys?
6'9"?
6'7"?
6'7", 6'8", 6'9". They're so big.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
I don't think people realize how big they are until they see them
that
in
guy,
person.
That guy did that day.
Yeah, he did, and I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
So anyway, that was the opposite of what you're saying about baseball.
I want more of that. I want more of that on the fucking baseball field.
Okay.
Because it just clear them out. And on top of it, dude, like you said, basketball, they use their hands and a ball, and that's it. And it's one fucking ball per game at that.
Mm.
Like, in baseball, dude, there's so many options.
You're saying plant baseballs everywhere.
There's no need. You have bats.
Yeah.
You have hard helmets.
Mm.
Everybody has their own fucking helmet,
which a lot of times, that's the first thing that gets thrown.
Yeah. Cleats. Mm. Sharp-ass fucking cleats.
Right.
You get what? Jordans?
Yeah.
What kind of damage can you do with those?
Mm. They could take off their necklaces, use them as chains.
Yes. They have a lot of necklaces.
The Hispanic baseball players?
The Puerto Ricans.
They got chains.
Uh-huh. Dude.
Wrap them around their fists, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know, man, but
the potential.
Well, anyways, I saw that.
I guess I see what you mean. I didn't know where you were going at first.
That's it, you know? Mm-hmm. I think next time I see it come up on my feed, on my Instagram feed, when I'm looking at ESPN, I'm just going to pass it. Nothing good. Because I always stick around and I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Something's good about to happen. I'm not going to do it anymore, dude.
I never really thought about that, but.
Anyways, I saw that.
Have you ever seen a good one?
No, that's the whole thing. Hmm. I've never seen
so
a good
So this just for show.
One.
They don't really want to fight, right?
Pedro Martinez one time throw the Yankees fucking coach Zimmerman or whatever it was. He was like 95 years old, and all he did was like fucking Steven Seagal his ass to the ground.
Yeah.
And I was about as cool as a guy, dude. Mm-hmm.
They were just doing the light can the whole time. Well, they got a good thing going in baseball. You know what I mean?
They do, man.
Low risk for injury.
Low risk, right.
It's fucking
chill. They're still going with that no injury fucking.
They wear pants. You know what I mean?
They eat
hot dogs, bro.
They eat while they play.
Yeah,
they fucking chew tobacco.
Yeah.
They wear jewelry.
Uh-huh.
They got a good thing. They could be fat. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember when Manny Ramirez finally got to the Dodgers? I remember the first game I went to see him, I was in left field pavilion, as the poor people go to left field pavilion, and this homeboy takes out his flip phone and starts checking his text messages in between plays, dude.
Oh, man, I believe it.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah. What else is he supposed to do out there?
That's my point.
You see the kids, the little league kids, they just sit and pick the grass, dude. Yeah. They just sit out there and they daydream.
And they get paid so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they're not fighting.
That's what I think. They got a good thing.
Yeah, they're like,
don't do that again.
Yeah.
I don't really want to punch this guy.
Anyways, I saw that. I got on my nerves. I figured you guys probably would share the same sentiment. But I did find this article that made me laugh just by reading it. And elephant kills old woman, then returns to trample her corpse at her funeral. So this motherfucking vendetta, like, was crazy.
Did he belong to the old lady?
No, he did not.
Okay.
So it's no secret that elephants are among the most expressive and emotional animals on the planet, with there being plenty of evidence of creatures.
Expressive?
I didn't know that. That's
the most expressive.
I think they're pretty expressive.
Expressive.
I think if you know nothing about an elephant, if we were to just drop you in a new world and where elephants didn't exist and you saw an elephant, I think you'd be able to read
their body language,
the kind of what they're trying to get at, whether they're mad at you, whether they're sad, whether they're happy, whether they're curious about you. I think you would be able to decipher that.
Yeah. Is that the same elephant that killed grandma to step on her head? I think he's mad. Very expressive.
Yeah, very.
I guess I just think that when we think of expressive, we use so much expression in our face.
Right.
And I feel like they don't have a lot of expression in their face.
Mm.
They just have their, like,
yeah,
noses, like, you know. Dogs have a lot of expression in their face.
There's something about an elephant, no? That I've never heard.
I know they're supposed to have good memories. I feel like there's some
in their eyes.
I just feel like their eyes are just like
dead eyes.
You know?
Yeah, they could
but
be happy, they could be sad. I wouldn't know.
Elephants,
yeah.
So maybe I don't know. All right, anyway.
Anyways, it turns out that this particular elephant in India was capable of all that and more when it killed 70-year-old when it killed a 70-year-old woman, and then went back for seconds during her funeral and stomped her grave.
Good Lord!
What do you guys think she did to him?
It says that all that happened is that she was getting water from the river, and that's how she
his now, water.
Maybe that's
Stole
how he
water.
Saw
it.
King of the castle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, did they have the funeral a few hours later?
Right. Like, I mean.
No, I think it was a few days later. But
they have those memories.
Yeah.
So he came back and then people at the funeral were like, she's right there.
I think it came. People ran and then it just stomped the fucking coffin.
And where was this?
India,
huh? They were like, I mean, how? And this same. Okay.
It's kind of weird, right?
Now, this is a elephant that they owned or something?
No.
This is just an elephant just in the neighborhood. Elephant.
And then all and she then was doing like, was getting water.
Wait, what are they doing over there? Better not be that fucking old lady again.
It better not be that bitch that fucking stole my water
I'll
a few days ago.
I'll stop that bitch out again. Let's go see Charlie. And then he goes, and then he's like, it is that old bitch again. And then he just stomped her out again.
I was like, you ain't. And then there was probably another elephant with him.
Still my motherfucking
and
water.
Probably had another elephant with
him. Actually, he probably wouldn't talk like that, right?
And maybe he would.
Daniel?
The elephant?
Yes.
Oh, like the gangster Indian elephant? Yeah. I don't know how they would sound. Do you think that they would sound the same?
No, I think
the
he
Indian,
would.
I think elephants? He would sound.
I think he would sound
more
like
Indian.
Something maybe you that's within your range, I think.
I was hoping for that, which is why I got the.
Way over my head.
What were you going to say, Louis?
No, that I mean, I was hoping, you know,
but that
didn't happen. That perhaps the elephant we would get more insight.
You know what? I missed my opportunity.
He was too invested in thinking our elephant's
too,
expressive.
And I was too concerned about like how these elephants just walking around and they're just in such close proximity. These people and they're like, hey. Who's that over there? Is this the same bitch that stole my motherfucking water the other day? She has a nerve to come back over to my fucking neighborhood. Hey, Louis, let's go get this fucking bitch. I'll stop her. I'll stop her fucking ass out right now.
Yes, worth it.
These are red bottoms.
They weren't red before, but they're red now.
Right now. Fucking
from
bitch.
From that bitch's blood.
This fucking bitch. I fucking did. Any of you motherfuckers steal my water?
Oh, shit. That was good, man.
There you go.
Is it time for the baby doll?
Yes. That was fucking fast.
Oh,
and I have the baby doll? Damn. All right. Let me bring up. All right, this is fascinating, by the way.
Is it?
All right, go ahead. The baby doll of the week is Tunisians, and specifically
Tunisians, the whole
Tunisians,
country.
Tunisians, specifically a company in Tunisia named Cumulus.
Okay.
All right, now
what does Cumulus do?
These guys made a generator that produces drinking water from thin air.
What the fuck? That expression finally became true. You want me to come up with it out of thin air?
Thin air.
Yes, fuckface.
Now look, if you guys can see this this picture, it just looks like a white. I don't know.
Looks like a pod.
Looks like a little
like
pod.
A little
white
space pod.
Futuristic pod.
It looks like what the astronauts used to come back from their flights in and land in the ocean.
Yeah,
those little safety pods. It just looks like a white.
It looks like a plastic igloo with a hole on the top. Or
yeah,
right?
Kind of.
And it's a tech startup, and I mean, I don't know what to say other than it just aims upwards, and it's able to refine the water vapor in the air and put it through a system that kills any harmful bacteria.
Oh my God, dude.
And it can make this one makes, I mean, that's quite a bit, 20 to 30 liters of healthy drinking water per day.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot, dude.
That is a lot. And mind you, one of the problems that we have with our drinking water is that it's so fucking polluted, right?
Yeah.
And there's so much, there's all this shit in it. We don't know what's in it. We have to filter it like crazy. I mean, even here in the U.S., there's places where people are getting cancer from the drinking
water. From bad
water
yeah.
I forget where it is.
Michigan.
Detroit. Or not Detroit, but
Lansing, I think.
Flint. Flint, Michigan. They don't give a fuck, right?
From the fracking, right?
From the fracking.
Wow, that's amazing, dude.
Now, I don't know if the same.
And Tunisia is a fairly dry country, am I mistaken?
I think it is a fairly dry. It's to the accent.
A little different, but it's
that was an Indian that immigrated to Tunisia.
Yeah, because that's what you were doing.
It's Northern Africa, right? So it's got to, what I'm saying is it's even more impressive because it's not a fucking
like they made it in Thailand where it's super moisture
or
Florida or
somewhere really cold where there's a lot of icy air in the fucking
Right. Yeah. There's not a lot of, air vapor to collect from.
Oh, my God.
So,
dude.
I mean.
That's amazing, man.
Good, because they probably need it the most.
Incredible, right? I mean, it just points to the air. Yeah, it sucks water. I mean, that could be a solution to the water crisis around the world or anywhere. I would buy one of those fucking vapor things and sit it right here, and I would drink the water from there
instead of the one
from the
faucet.
Yeah, 100%.
I would definitely use that.
Oh my god, yeah, that's incredible, man.
So anyway,
good baby doll.
Tunisia and Cumulus, and CEO Eheb Triki, you guys are the baby dolls of the week.
I wish I understood
how
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like how?
Because even when Bill Gates did the poop water that they call it, they explain how it works.
Yeah, they're just essentially wringing out the poop, and then there's
it
water.
It says right here it explains it. It says,
"Oh, okay.
The cumulus technology is a replication of the dew effect.
Oh, okay.
And condensation of water through the air.
Okay.
Which you guys know what dew is. You're at the beach.
Yeah.
You wake up. There's water on the tent or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So it's just sucking in. Wow. Seems very simple.
The dry air is pushed out of the machine while the water collected gets filtered multiple times to ensure the absence of any particles of bacteria.
Amazing, man.
And then gets mineralized and saved in the water reservoir, ready to be served on demand. Incredible, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Good baby
Incredible.
Doll.
Incredible.
Yeah, well, man. It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to be back. Good to have you back, Chris. I hope you don't send any more.
Thank goodness you rejoined the show.
Bad news text to us.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry about that.
But anyways,
and
guys.
We're back, right? It's important to say.
Yeah, we're
guys,
back.
We're back. We're very back.
We're going to be more back than ever.
Let me tell you, motherfucker, something, man.
Daniel's really motivated.
We are back.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you'll be seeing more of us.
Yes. We have big dreams. We're never leaving the show. We're never giving up on the podcast.
So
we're
thanks
be here
for hanging in there.
Yeah, all five of you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank
and
you guys for sticking around. Y'all,
the five of you will get more show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Don't worry, guys.
Don't worry.
There's more Sebastian
for you. There's more Sebastian.
Is he a lobster? Is he a crab? We don't know, dude, but there's fucking more.
Next week.
Is a 20-inch TV big? Is it small?
Well, more talk about 1989.
Coming next week.
How the fuck did we not make it with that fucking exciting, cutting-edge news talk about 1989?
Next time we're going to talk about Saved by the Bell. Yeah. Hope you guys have heard
next
of it.
Next week we're talking about more how baseball players don't fight each other.
So that and more exciting news on next week's episode. Dude, there's a TikTok. Speaking of TikTok, there's a TikTok that, you know how people just use sound clips now? And it's like, it's a girl talking about, you know, when I mean the older generation, the TikTokers, I'm talking about the people born in the late 90s.
Damn.
Everybody makes a face because that is old to fucking
well, late
TikTokers. 90s,
they're like 23.
Yeah, that's an
25.
Old person.
Yeah.
And you said 1989 today.
Yeah, that's when we got the TV.
Dude, I was watching. Jasmine was watching a cartoon. I think it's on HBO. I don't know what the name of it is. I get out of the shower and she's watching it. And in the scene that I see, this guy pulls out his ID and he hands it to the bartender and it says 1984 and he has a Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt
sure.
And they kill him because he shouldn't be there. That's my year. I felt so fucking old.
Yeah, dude.
Because we are, huh?
Yep.
Dude, yeah, and also, Daddy had his Budweiser. I had a Budweiser this weekend, and I was okay with it. I think I'm fucking old, man. Well, I know that I'm old.
You had a regular Budweiser.
Regular Budweiser. And to me, that was always
the old man beer.
That's your Theo drinking the like, you're like, I don't know.
That's for my dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I went to my dad's house, and then he's like, he handed me one of those, and I was like, well, fuck it, you know? And then I drank it, and then for the first time, I was like, this isn't that bad. This isn't that bad, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Dad, I apologize for judging you all these years.
Have you drank at all lately? Has it been a while since you?
It's been about a month.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are we gonna drink?
No. Yeah, we can. We can now, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just wondering.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that could have waited for after.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to come to a screeching halt. He gave me nothing. He said a month ago.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Same as always, rate the podcast, share the podcast. That's a big one. And stay tuned. We have big dreams, and we hope that they come to fruition.
And by the way, once you have a kid, dude, the drinking is not – it's not fun anymore. You can't just drink. That's what – And then you know.
This is what Chris wanted.
I tried, and I was like, fuck this, there he dude. Is. You can't enjoy it.
There he is. Yeah. Like, this is so what I was trying to fucking get.
When Eli was first born.
Yeah.
You're like, let me have a beer.
Dude. Yeah. And then it's like, whatever, dude. I'm not going to drink one beer and be an idiot. You know? Yeah, yeah. Like 10 beers. So, yeah, no, I don't. And it's
different.
It's different. It's different.
Damn.
So maybe at some point when Eli maybe gets to a certain age, do you have that age in mind?
Yeah, but probably for a while.
It's
right?
gonna be a minute, right?
Yeah, yeah, be yeah, a while. Yeah.
All right.
Because that I've heard other parents. I remember this one a mom. I was with a bunch of parents in like Palm Springs, and I was trying to get her to do shots with me, and I was like, "Come on,
yeah, yeah."
You know, and she looked
at before
me
Eli,
and she goes. She's like, you know, I have two kids, and they don't care if I'm sick, if I'm hungover. They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to show up at 6 a.m. no matter what. No matter how I feel, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So I was like, oh,
they don't care that she partied.
Stuck with me.
And you were
like,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever, bitch.
Drink this shot.
You're fucking whack.
And now you're like, nope.
Anyway, all right.
Send us off, Louis.
Well, guys, like I said, share the podcast. And if you guys know of an elephant that's somewhat of an asshole and holds grudges,
show them this episode.
If you guys know anyone that bought a 20-inch TV in 1989,
show them this episode.
If you guys know anybody that knows what a 1889 is, show them this. I said 1889.
Anybody know what a 1889 is? Show them this episode, fools.
It's been a while.
Chris is a little rusty.
It's been a while.
The bench just left his vocabulary.
it's been a little while.
Let's send him a text.
All right.
See you guys.
Bye, guys. Put my shades on a rave like it's 89. Put my shades on a rave like it's 89. Yo, dirty mouth with my heart clean. That's why my pockets fight like a darts team. Yeah, they look at me like it can't be. Yo, that boy got rich in a heartbeat. Take the traction off the whip and I slide out. Roof off, throwing M's up cause it's my town. She came in a dress, ended up in a nightgown. I ain't even flex, I'm just laying the pipe down. Say it with my chest, I'm the greatest, you'll find out. H, but I feel like AJ when I psych out. They don't really love me deep down, they just like clout. So pay me with respect if you ain't paying the right pounds. Yeah, bezel on the watch like the tracks I record. Probably platinum or gold, I got plaques for them all. Don't trip when I slip, money catches the fall. They can't kick with the click, can we actually ball? Run the place, we don't wait in line. Give a fuck that I'm late, I'ma take my time. Yeah, put the city and I made it mine. Put my shades on and rave like it's 89.